village, love and marriage go together like a horse and carriage. This I tell you, brother, you can't have one without the other. Love and marriage, love and marriage.
Oh, here comes Daddy. How do I look?
Terrific, Mom.
Good. You know, every payday, I like Daddy to see what his last check went for. Assume the position.
Hi. Nice to see you. Good to be back. If anyone needs me, I'll be on the couch. Goodbye. So long. Don't write. Don't call.
Al, perhaps you didn't see us.
I think he's playing dumb.
No, honey. I've known him for years. He's not playing. Where's the money, Al?
Oh, I got robbed. I was driving home, and I drove by the bank, and the street was cordoned off. So I knew I shouldn't get out of the car, but I did, and that's when they jumped me.
Muggers, Al?
Or worse, bankers. Bill collectors, electric company reps, that wiry little woman from the water company. They were all there. They threw me down, forced a pen in my hand, and made me pay bills against my will. I felt so violated. But I fought like a wildcat. And I think I felt a toe snap when I bit through that water company babe's penny loafer. And that gas guy's gonna be reading meters out of one eye for a while.
Well, you know, this is my own fault. The organ grinder who owns the monkey doesn't let him have the check.
Oh, you're the organ grinder, all right.
Hey, what's this?
Well, it was my handkerchief. Here, boy.
Hey, kids, look at this. It's a brochure announcing a monthly shoe sales contest. And the winner gets a free first-class trip to Hawaii. Well,
that's fine for the winner, but what would Dad get?
So you bowel-constricting vampires I call loved ones think I couldn't possibly be a winner, huh?
No, not really.
Oh, sure, I pulled the handle on the slot machine of life and come up with prune, lemon, and the lonely Mr. Cherry. But I was a high school hero, and I can do it again. Any man who can score 4 touchdowns in a single game, after a night with your mother, is surely capable of new glory. Al Bundy will win this contest and go to Hawaii. First class.
How come the winner only gets one ticket?
Well, otherwise you'd have to take his wife, and where's the incentive there?
Here he comes. He's coming in for a pit stop.
Sold 24 pair of shoes, and I'm in third place. Shower me. Squeegee me. Excuse me. Fratello's in second place, but I can take him. He goes home at night to visit his wife. The sap still loves her. Luckily, I don't have that problem. No time for frivolity. Freshen me. Shirt me. Shoe me. Get away from me. I am now ready to sell. That should be Marcy coming to buy shoes.
The strangest thing just happened. I was taking a shower, and someone broke in and stole all my shoes.
How odd. I only hope that this is not a night in which you need shoes.
Well, you know she does, Al. I told you we have a big, important dinner with the bank president. Remember, Marcy was in the shower. You told me my hair was a mess. So, of course, I ran off to fix it. When I came back, you were gone. You must have just missed the burglar. Anyway, hey... How's my hair?
Soft yet manageable. Now, Marcy, as a friend who is also in the business, let me fix you up with a nice pair of shoes. Now, just sit down right here and put your feet in my hands.
You're not going to look up my dress, are you?
I'm not going through the rest of my life blind just to sell you shoes. Now, here, let me show you a very nice set of pumps, 2-inch heels, which, by coincidence, match your dress exactly.
They're perfect. I'll take them.
Fine. That'll be $500.
$500?
Well, they came in a 6-pack. Apparently, they were a family of cats, and we were asked not to separate them. But trust me, they weren't killed for shoes. They were all run over by cars.
It must be where they get hush puppies.
Oh, spare me. Just give me the shoes. Tired of looking at myself in your head. Come on, Jefferson, we're late. And remember, after dinner, when they serve the cigars and brandy, you go in the other room with the wives.
All right, but I better get a phone book for my pants, because every time it's the same thing. The lights accidentally go out, and I'm the helpless victim of a gang goose.
Look, those people are important to my career. You'll take it and like it, Missy.
Marcy, come on, I need some help. The wind has picked up. Could be disastrous for my hair. You know. Ow!
Mom, you know what I'm thinking?
That we should go upstairs and split up Marcy's shoes?
No, I was just wondering what I was thinking because I forgot.
Hi, Dad. This is petal.
It's part of a flower.
Isn't she great? I met her in quantum physics. Hold my calls.
There never are any, son.
Never mind that now, Dad. See you tomorrow. Yeah.
Young lady, you do realize that's my son's bedroom you're going to.
Yes.
Hey, nice shoes.
Dad, don't.
Come on, bud. Get over it. What is one girl in the grand scheme of your life? Just your only chance.
Family! Bask in the glory. I did it. I won the contest. You're looking at the shoe salesman of the month. I'm going to Hawaii. First class! And you know what they have in first class? Unlimited peanuts. And a passenger lavatory ratio of only 6-1. Gee, I'm gonna miss you guys.
Well, hang on to your hemorrhoids, honey. I have news for you. I called the airlines and there's been a change of plans. I traded your first class ticket in for 4 standbys. We're all going to Hawaii together.
Right? And Dad, it was my idea.
Well, standby isn't too bad. I mean, how long can they possibly make us wait?
Well, I checked on 7. Marcy found him where we left him, in her guest room. She said she'd look after him. She's just amazed by the things that happen when she's in the shower.
Well, what about Buck?
Oh, I took care of that. I opened up 6 cans of dog food, and I told him to only eat 1 each day.
Some man. or men, are going to be very lucky to have you one day.
Attention, ladies and gentlemen. In the first class lounge, the champagne is now 42 degrees. And, as always, unlimited peanuts are now being served.
First class. Champagne, peanuts flowing like wine. That was supposed to be me.
Welcome to the first class lounge. May I see your ticket, sir? This is standby. You embarrass me and yourself.
Excuse me.
Hey, it's Don Sebastian.
Believe in magic, buddy. I seem to have lost my ticket.
Oh, it doesn't matter, Mr. Sebastian. We know you. Go right in. As always, the peanuts are unlimited.
Life is good.
I should have said I lost my ticket.
Wouldn't have done any good. You're not a rock star. Richie Havens, welcome, sir. Spencer Davis, good to see you. Robbie Krieger, I love the Doors. Mark Lindsay, always a pleasure. Peter Noon, please come in.
Hey, man, Groovy there, right on.
Peace, love, and women shouldn't have to cook, man.
Dig it, I'm hip.
Try to keep the groupies off me if you can.
Excuse me. Ticket, please.
Well, must have left it in the limo. Rock and roll always forgets.
I'm sorry, sir, but I don't recognize you. You'll need a ticket.
Sebastian! John, my man, come here. Hey, how you doing? How they hanging, fellow rock bro?
Well, let's just say I can find them when I need them.
Axel Bundy. You know, from Shoes and Socks, remember? San Francisco, 1969.
I don't remember too much about 1960.
Who does? Yeah. But seriously, you must remember me from the big concert last year. Live Aid.
I remember. Peter, look who's here.
Wow! Who's he?
Axel Bundy?
Oh, Axel, great. Hey, I'm a big fan. I've got one of your records. You remember the one that sold? You still got that tambourine-playing wife in your band?
Still screeches horrible backup vocals.
Hey, you must be,
Just call me yours.
Yeah, and we're Bombshell and Troll.
Hey, fab. Hey, come on in. Unlimited peanuts for all in here.
Hey, you got something on your top. Sandwiches. Could you imagine living like this all the time? No wonder Fergie's such a piglet.
Could life be any grander? Who'd have thunk it? Living it up with the geezers of rock. Speaking of geezers, son, have you seen your mother?
No, but if she's anywhere on the stewardess, I'll find her.
You are are who I think of when I have sex with my husband. You are who I think of when I have sex with my husband. You are who I think of when I have sex with my husband. You are who I think of when I... when I clean up the floor around the toilet.
Hey, Axel, come on, join us over here. We're jamming.
Yeah, come on, man. It wouldn't be a jam without, who is that guy?
His name's, Awful Grungy or something.
I don't know him, but I know that's Peggy, and I believe we all remember her.
I think I remember him. Didn't he used to be the fifth monkey? Hey, Ankle, we're waiting on you.
Come on, Daddy, you never play at home.
Oh, I don't know.
Hey, fellow rock bros.
Hey.
I just had me a groupie.
All right. Hey, why don't you jam with us?
Mm-mm-mm-mm. Come on, Al, for old time's sake.
Man, where'd you learn to play pastrami like that?
Little After Hours Deli on the south side.
Man. You got cold cuts in your blood, man. And by the way, little mustard on your pants.
Flight 107 to Tucson, now boarding gate 4A.
Come on, time to go. Say goodbye to First Class Axel and hello to Standby Al.
Hey, Axel, where are you going?
Forgot my ticket.
Ticket? You don't need a ticket. Everybody knows you.
Yeah, come on. We got the whole first-class compartment all to ourselves. And we're doing a benefit, and we need all the big stars we can get, Axel.
Yeah, and there aren't many bigger stars than you, Maxwell.
Come on, we need your blue-eyed, bad-wigged soul.
Gee, why not, Al? It'd be just like singing in the shower. If you sang. Or showered.
Come on. Yeah. Oh, well, yeah. Great. Yeah. Wait a second. Wait a second. I need Lucille.
Yeah. Take your prisoners.
Peter.
All right, and now, as promised, the world premiere of the superstar video for Old Aid.
We are the old. We've got arthritis. Our gums are weak.
So weak.
From gingivitis.
We are the old. We've got arthritis.
We are the ones who wear bifocals and have bursitis.
There are people younger, but we heed another call.
We really need the money. Our accountants took it all.
We sing to you, those who have money. Once we was cool,
but now we just dress funny.
We need your help, so please, please dig deep. Don't call after 10, 'cause we'll be asleep.
We have Medicare and anti-gas pills, but without your help, we can't pay our out.
alimony bills.
Take it, Axel.
Golf excites them.
Go write a check.
A really big one.
For our December. There's one more verse. But we can't remember.
This world, son of the beach, Notch's unit is thrust into another dimension.
My name is Heinous Anus.
This anus sounds dirty.
Son of the Beach, next on FX.